happy Friday. I've had a great week with every single one of your children this week. I continue to be impressed, and I know I say it every week, but it continues to happen. It was also so wonderful to meet so many of you and get to talk to you on Wednesday during my parent office hour. I'll be sending out some more information for parents soon, so be on the lookout for that in upcoming weeks, just about ways that I can be helpful. We have just kind of a neat opportunity right now to meet virtually more often as needed, and so I want to definitely make myself available whenever possible. I wanted to give a quick update about this week. So the first thing is I've linked a place where you could go to find some books. So these are just suggestions. It's a starting place. I know lots of you are asking for where do we start finding books. There's a great website called goodreads.com. It's not through Irvine Unified, so I would recommend making an account either with or for your child that you have access to, but there are filters that you can use for genres that that your child likes, for age range and things like that, and they can get reviews from other kids their age, and they can get just kind of some good ideas about what to read. So that's one way, and then we're also working on some systems within our class where kids can share book recommendations. So that's linked on the updates and announcements page. Additionally, the permission slip for sixth graders for DARE is also linked in case you haven't filled that out if your child is in sixth grade. And then finally, the same information that Mr. Battenfield sent out last week about our return to school plan is linked, but there are some updates as far as the dates go. So you might want to take a look at that, and I'm sure he has also sent it out or will send it out today. In reading next week, we'll be continuing our fiction unit, and we're focusing right now on the first section is just called Making Reading a 10 out of 10. It's a little bit different, obviously, at home than what we would be doing in class. And so we're really kind of looking at how can we make reading the best for us at home while we're in virtual school. We're kind of reviewing and establishing systems to support our reading and learning some basic thinking strategies while reading fiction books. And also those will be used in our notebooks later on. In writing, this morning we're celebrating our hard work on our small moment stories. And I would encourage you to read your child's small moment story and ask them to see their revised copy as well, so that you can kind of see the changes that they've made over the last couple of weeks. You can also look at the rubric together, which is attached in their Google Classroom, so you'll have to ask them to open it up, and you can kind of walk through and see how does their writing match the expectations of this rubric. And as we go throughout the year, fifth and sixth graders will get different rubrics, and they'll also be more challenging than the one that is linked for now. We're going to move on from small moments next week to learn opinion writing and just practice that structure. Fifth graders will eventually learn persuasive writing. Sixth graders, it turns into argument writing. As the daughter of an attorney, this is one of my favorite types of writing to teach. We have a lot of fun in fifth and sixth grade learning this type of writing, and there are some specific structures we want to get in place before we move on to those more advanced units. In math, fifth graders will continue their unit on the addition and subtraction of fractions with unlike denominators, and we'll be practicing finding common denominators in order to add and subtract. So we're moving on from that estimation and model thinking and moving into more of the algorithm of finding that. Sixth graders will continue to review decimals. They'll get feedback on their decimals quiz, and we'll move on to studying more advanced fraction operations. Fifth graders will also get feedback on their quiz next week. In history, fifth graders will begin to study the age of exploration, and instead of a quiz this week, we ended up doing a project on a well-known Native American to kind of sum up chapter one. So we'll begin chapter two next week. In sixth grade, we'll continue our study of early humans, and we'll work on early human timelines, kind of setting ourselves up for the rest of our history timeline this year, and learning how these different ancient civilizations overlapped and when they started and all of that. We also did not get to the quiz this week in sixth grade, so we will have a short quiz next week on hunter-gatherers. In science, both fifth and sixth graders will continue to work with their respective science lab teachers. And then I wanted to remind you that we are providing PE lessons and activities each week. So there are three lessons and activities. I provide time on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday every week for the kids to go out and do PE activities. So there's not really a way for me to watch and make sure that they're doing this. So that is important for you to kind of check in with your child and see if they're getting those minutes in and just getting away from the screen and moving. So the activities are not necessarily required if your child has some other sort of activity that they'd like to do during that time and you are okay with that as far as movement goes. That's fine with me. However, those activities are there in case your child does not have an idea of what they could do during that time. And there are some fun family activities as well, especially for the end of the week. So feel free to take a look and participate with your child. That is it for updates and announcements. We have another full week of distance learning next week, and I can't wait. I'm so excited to come to school every day. I love working with both the fifth and sixth graders in my class this year, and just wanted to thank you again, parents, for all of your support and for those of you who came to office hours again. It was just wonderful to meet you. And if you weren't able to make it and you have a question, please just send me an email anytime. I'd be happy to answer questions or set up a time to meet with you. More information will be coming out about parent conferences. And as we get closer to returning to school, I'll send more information out as well. Thank you. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.